This is Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
Ino is Studio 7. Nepenyuro yenya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe. Tiri kutepenyura tiri pamuzinda we Voice of America uri muWashington DC.
Le Studio 7. Umsakazo olipa izindaba zeZimbabwe. Sisakaza singapha e Voice of America ese Washington DC.
Manera kana kavatereri tinosangana zvakare manera anasi uri musi wechipiri chivabvu 31 2016. Makateerera ku Studio 7 nepfenyero yenyaya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe dzamunopiwa ne Studio 7 iri muWashington DC. Tinotenda kuti makwanisa kuva nesu muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Ini ndini Jonga Kandemiri ndichiti ezvinove zviri munhau dzedu dzanhasi.
Zvitaurirana nemukuru wavo vamatebenge kaurirana tichaonana mangwanani nokatichaperekedza vadhamara kuenda kumapurisa kuti vanopfundirizwa nezvenyaya iyoyo.
Mauto eZimbabwe National Army oramba mashoko ekuti ane chekuita nekupambwa kwemuhwiri wekodzero dzevanhu vaitai dzamara, ukuwo munin'ina wavo Dr. Patterson Dzamara vachidaidzwa kukamba yemapurisa.
Sainwa kwaitwa nhasi kutaura kuti chiratidzo chitsva munyika muno mukuti mapato akawanda anoshanda pamwe chete. Izvi ndo zvinoita kuti tichikunde ZANU.
Mapato mashanu ezvematongerwo enyika anopikisa hurumende yeZANU PF nhasi anyorerana chibvumirano chemushandira pamwe pamberi pesarudzo dzichaitwa muna 2018. MDCT yoronga kukurudzira dare reparamende kuti ribvise mutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe nenyaya yekutadza kumisa uori. Iyi ndiyo mimwe yemisoro yenhau dzedu dzanhasi dzichiuya kwamuri dzichibva kuno kuStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Mapato mashanu anopikisa hurumende yeZANU PF nhasi anyorerana chibvumirano chemushandira pamwe pamberi pesarudzo dzichaitwa muna 2018 achiti kubatana kunowedzera mukana wekubvisa utungamiri hwavaRobert Mugabe nebato ravo avo vave nemakore makumi matatu nematanhatu vari muutongi. Mutoro wedu enhau Thomas Chiripasi anotipa nyaya iyi.
Mapato mashana anopikisa anoti MDC yava Wash Mencube, Mavambokusi Ledon kana kuti MKD, Zunde, Dare pamwe neRenewal Democrats of Zimbabwe kana kuti RDZ nhasi anyorerana chibvumirano chekuumba mubatanidzwa wemapato anopikisa achiti kupinda musarudzo akapatsanurana hakuna zvakunobatsira pakukwikwidzana neZANU PF. Mutungamiriri weRDZ vaElton Mangoma vaudza Studio 7 kuti vafara zvikuru nekunyorerana kwavaita chibvumirano ichi nemamwe mapato.
Kusainwa kwaitwa nhasi kutaura kuti chiratidzo chitsva munyika muno mukuti mapato akawanda anoshanda pamwe chete. Izvi ndo zvinoita kuti tichikunde ZANU.
Kunyange hazvo mapato mashanu aya anyorerana chibvumirano ichi, MDC inotungamirwa navaMorgan Tsvangirai pamwe neZimbabwe People First inotungamirwa namai Joyce Mujuru vanga vasina kumiririrwa, asi vaMangoma vati mapato aya angangopinda mumubatanidzwa uyu. Izvi zvatsinirwa nemutungamiriri weMKD vaSimba Makoni avo vaimbove gurukota rezvemari kare.
Chirongwa tinochitambira nerufaro sezo tiri mukati macho. Kusavapo kwevamwe hakutitsondoresi, asi tine chivimbo netarisiro yekuti vachauya tigopata pamwe.
Vatendai biti avo vanotungamirira bato reProgressive Democratic Party kana kuti PDP vanga varipo pakusainwa kwechibvumirano ichi. Vabiti vaudza Studio 7 kuti vachiri kuda kumbokumbira mvumo yekusaina gwaro iri kukomiti huru yebato ravo.
Changuitike chete ndechekuti tarisa taita general council yedu, saka tichaita general council yedu in the next few weeks. Tozosaina after our general council.
Mutauriri weZAPU vamujobhiza nuku vatiwo vakamirira kuenda kukongresi yebato ravo kuti vazive gwara richatorwa nebato ravo panyaya iyi.
Nyaya iripo ndeyekuti zvo tine gungano riripo richaitika musi 28 August. Kongresi yedu ndiyo inotipa masimba okunge tichisaina.
Mutauriri weMDCT vaObed Gutu vaudza Studio 7 parunhare kuti havana kunge vakokwa pakusainwa kwechibvumirano ichi, asi sebato vanotsigira nyaya yekuti mapato aite mushandira pamwe.
Hatipokani nemamwe mapato ezvematongerwe enyika vanenge vachida kuita mushandira pamwe kuita chirwirangwe kuti tirwise chipuka chinonzi ZANU-PF chauraya nyika. Kashai kwa ipapo nokuti hatina ngwe takokwa. Handinoziva kana pakanzi paitawo muchato. Ukasakokwa ukangoonekwa wosvikwa usina kukokwa, vamwe vanokwanisa kuti waita gate crash pachirungu.
Vakafano bata chigaro chemutauriri wePeople First varugare Gumbo vaudza Studio 7 parunhare kuti bato ravo harinawo kukokwa pamushandira pamwe uyu, uye havana kana kumbotaurwa navo nezvenyaya iyi.
Isu kana totidawo kuutawo tichingona vamwe tichangotaurawo kuona totenderana nodhoedza zviti batahavaizi hapana chakashata.
Zvichakadai, vamangoma vati mapato anenge asaina chibvumirano chemushandira pamwe ichi achazogara pasi owirirana kuti ndiana achakwikwidzwa pachigaro chemutungamiriri wenyika akamirira mubatanidzwa wemapato anopikisa aya paine nguva yekutsvaga rutsigiro pamberi pesarudzo dzemuna 2018. Ndakamirira Studio 7 muHarare, ndini Thomas Chiripasi.
Mauto enyika eZimbabwe National Army aramba mashoko ekuti ane chekuita nekutsakatika kwemurwiri wekodzero dzevanhu vaitai Dzamara. Izvi zvinotevera mashoko akataurwa nemunin'ina wavadzamara Dr. Patterson Dzamara ekuti vainge vaine humbo hwakasimba unoratidza kuti vasori muchiuto kana kuti military intelligence vane chekuita nekupambwa kwemukoma wavo vaitai Dzamara ava vave nemwedzi gumi nemishano vasingazivikanwi kwavari. Enezuro, Dr. Dzamara, vakaburitsawo mufananidzo wavaiti unoratidza mukoma wavo vaitai Dzamara vari muhusungwa. Asi vanoona nezvekuburitswa kwemashoko muZNA, Lieutenant Colonel Alpheus Makotore, vaudza Studio 7 kuti mauto haanei nechekuita nekutsakatika kwavaitai Dzamara. Lieutenant Colonel Makotore vati mauto haaudzwe zvekuita nemapato ezvematongerwo enyika. Vatiwo mashoko aDr. Dzamara ndeekuda kutsvaga mbiri kuvatori venhau nevanhuwo zvavo. Zvichakadaro, mapurisa edivi reLaw and Order muHarare nhasi ashevedza Dr. Patterson Dzamara kumahofisi avo vachiti vanoda kunzwisisa pamusoro pemashoko avakapa kuvatori venhau nezuro ekuti vave nehumbo hwevanhu vakapamba mukoma wavo. Gweta riri kumirira Dr. Dzamara vachaoswa ramba. Vanoti vachaperekedza Dr. Dzamara kumapurisa mangwana mangwanani sezvo nhasi vanga vakabatikana nemamwe mabasa. Ngatinzwe hurukuru yataita navakwaramba.
Ichokwadi, nyangwe neni mapurisa vazondidanawo zvakare kuti ndinge ndiripo nokuti Patterson anga akataurira kuti anoda kutonga achibatsirwawo nemagweta. Saka mapurisa angazotaura navo tanga tichifanira kuonana zviyana nhasi masikati. Asi zvazokundikana kudawo kuti ndaswera ndiri mumatare nedzimwewo nyaya. Saka tazotaurirana nemukuru wavo wamatebenge tikawirirana kuti tichaonana mangwana mangwanani nobva tichaperekedza vaDzamara kuenda kumapurisa kuti vanobvunzurudzwa nezvenyaya iyoyo.
Saka pari zvino vaDzamara varipi?
Izvimanzi ndisati ndaonana navo, asi ndiri kutenda kuti varimo zvavo munharaunda. Vakangomirira kuti ndisununguke tiende kumapurisa.
Mapurisa akutsanangurira here zvikonzero zvavari kuvadira?
Vana kunge vataura havo zvakawanda, asi vangoti vari kuda kungobvunza maererano nestatement iyoyo. Vanoda kuita verify kuti vangonzwa kuti zvakamira sei.
Takanzwawo ivo vaDzamara nezuro vachitaurawo kuvatori venhau kuti vane humbowo wakakwana pamusoro pemashoko awawana nekutsakatika kwemukoma wavo. Vakagadzirira here kunge vachizopanana humbo ihwohwo nemapurisa kana kushanda pamwe chete nemapurisa?
Ndinotenda kuti vaPatterson Dzamara havana chavangaviti. Shungu dzavo ndedzekuti mukoma wavo awanikwe kana achiri mupenyu, nyange kana akafa paari pacho awanikwe. Saka shungu dzavo ndedzekungoti vabatirane neupi munhu wose angangenge aine information aine nauru wadzingabatira kutangazira une mapurisa zvakare saka kana vainazvo zvavainazvo hapana chinovatadzisa kuenda nazvo pamberi mapurisa kunovaratidza.
Vachauswa ramba vanovegweta raDr Patterson Dzamara vari parunhare muHarare neStudio 7. Hatina kukwanisa kunzwa divi remapurisa panyaya iye.
Muchirongwa chevechidiki cheThe Connection tiri kutarisa dambudziko revanasikana vakawanda vanonzi vari kubata pamuviri munyika. Chii chiri kukonzera dambudziko iri?
Kana muchida kupinda muchirongwa ichi, titumirei mashoko muchishandisa WhatsApp number dzinoti 001-202-465-0318.
Ngatisanganei muchirongwa cheThe Connection muneni wenyu Ntungamiri Nkomo nemumwe wangu
Tatenda Gumbo.
Bato rinopikisa Movement for Democratic Change rinoti mutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe vatadza kugadzirisa nyaya dzeuori nekudaro richakurudzira dare reparamende kuti rivote kuti vasiye basa kana kuti impeachment. MDCT inoti pane nyaya dzakawanda dzeuori dziri kufumurwa asi vaMugabe vakangopeta zvavo maoko pasina ari kusungwa. Mukuseya nezvenyaya iyi, Marvelous Muhlanganya uye weStudio 7 abata mutauriri weMDCT vaObert Gutu.
Tinoona kuti nyaya dzouori kunyanyanyanya uori hunoitwa nemakurukota ehurumende nevamwe vanhu vari pamusorosoro pamabasa mumapazi ehurumende, tinoona kuti havana zvavanoitwa.
Saka imi seMDCT bato rinopikisa zvii zvamuchaita kuti muwane uori uyu uchirega kuenderera mberi?
Isu tinoramba tichiita pressure. Pressure yatinoita one pane inonzi political pressure ndo yatiri kutiita iyoyo tichitaura nezvazvo panhepfenyuro iyoyi yenyu inodiwa nevanhu yeStudio 7. Tinoitazve pressure muparliament, ndofunga vatereri veStudio 7 vakaudzwa mazuva apfuura kuti pachavhurwa parliament musi waJune 6 mwedzi unouya, mamembers of parliament edu vachitungamirirwa naHonorable James Maridadi vachazange vachifamba nemotion inonzi muchirungu impeachment yokuti toda kuti vaMugabe vanza vakundikana nekuti uori hwanyanya muhurumende yavo, maminista vari kungoba, hapana zvavari kuitwa, ivo vanongogara vari mundege. Ndichitaura kudai nhasi vari kure uko kuSouth Pacific kuPapua New Guinea, vari kungodya mari yenyika asi chabuda hapana.
Asi kava Gutu, vamwe vanoti nemiwo seMDCT mune dzenyuwo nyaya dziri kutsviriridza nyanya kumakanzuro ekumaguta akasiyana-siyana panyaya iyoyi yeuori, imi munoti nazvezvi?
Ukaongorora nyaya idzodzo dzinonzi ndedzeuori kumakanzo, unonatsoona kuti nguva dzose pane ruvoko rwezano mukati, nokuti isu sebato reMDC tino inonzi muchirungu zero tolerance to corruption. Wese kansela wedu kana kuti nhengo yeparliament, member of parliament anenge abatwa nenyaya yeuori, hatimbononoki kutora matano okumutandanisa.
Mutauriri weMDCT vaObert Gutu vari parunare muHarare naMavelas Muhlanganya uye weStudio 7. Mumwe mudzimai akaboreswa muhusungwa svondo rapera anoti haasati anyatsozvigamuchira kuti akasunungurwa uye kuti ave nemhuri yake yaakasiya makore maviri apera. Muzvare Kudzai Nyoka, mumwe wemadzimai akaregererwa pasi pechirongwa chemutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe chekuregerera vasungwa vanosvika zviuru zviviri vanosanganisa madzimai ose kusara kwemadzimai maviri akasungirwa umhondi. Muzvare Nyoka vanoti vakanga vakatongerwa makore manomwe mushure mokunge vaita zveukoronyera. Ngatinzwe hurukuro yavaita naMavlas Mutanganya wewe Studio 7.
Kunzwa kufara zvisingaiti nekuti ndiri munhu angasiyana nemhuri yake aparadzanisa nemhuri yake nevana vangu saka ndakaona zvanga zviri zvinhu zvakandifadza zvisingaiti ndanga ndakatongerwa 7 years
panguva yekuti muzoburitswa manga masevha makore akawanda sei
ndanga ndasevha 2 years
matimi mune mhuri titsanangurireo kuti mhuri yakakura sei
mhuri yangu ine vana vaviri mwana wekutanga ane 8 years echipiri ane 4 years
chii chakaita kuti imi muwanikwe muchipinzwa muchiturongo
ndakapara mhosva yefraud
titsanangurireo kuti zvakafamba sei chaizvo
pane vanhu vakandipa mari ndichifanira kuvaitira zvinhu asi handina kukwanisa kuzovaitira ndakadya mari yacho
kubuditswa kwamakaita makanga matsanangurirwa here kuti muchaburitswa uyezve muchatambirwa sei nemhuri zvakadaro daro chimbotitsanangurirai ipapo kuti panguva yamakataurwa kunzi maakuenda kumba zvakatora nguva yakareba sei kuti muzonzi maakuenda chokwadi
isi takangomuka chitaurwa makuseni vemusi wa25 mei kuti president vatisunungura nongembedzera taudzwa beforehand taitongorarama magariro edu epajeri everyday tisitatisingazive zvedu kuti kune presidential pardon zvekuti it came as a surprise for us
titsanangurirewo iwo magariro emujeri semunhukadzi zvaifamba sei mombotanga kuti muchimuka maiswera muchiitei nekuzorara
taimuka na6 o'clock then toenda kumavarious activities ataita like kuchikuru bifino kwandaigara kune maactivities zvakasiyana-siyana maempowerment programs anga aripo aiitirwa madzimai sekusona vamwe vaiita zvearts and culture vamwe vaiita zvemarket gardening vamwe vaiita zvekugadzira mabhasketi taingoita zvinhu zvakasiyana-siyana saka patinomuka munhu waingoenda kune kwaunoshandira then tozovharirwawo na4 o'clock if it's a sunday taiitawo machurch services
ko panyaya yezvekudya nezvekupfeka nezvimwewo semunhukadzi maiwana chikafu chakakwana here
kwandiri changa chakati kwanira hazvizofanane hazvo nekumba hazvizofanane hazvo nekumba kuti unodya nyama everyday but chikafu was sufficient and also zvakaita semasanitary zvinodiwa nemudzimai izvozvo it was well provided for
tinoona kuti imi makawanikwa muchizoona mune chipo muri imomo muchitirongo chipo cheichi
chipo ichi hachizi chandakange ndinacho ndiri panze kwe chipo ichi ndakatozochidiscovhe ndamuusungwa through marehabilitation programs aiinishiatwa neprison zvakaitika ndezvekuti inini pandakasungwa ndiri munhu akanonoka kugamuchira situation saka pandakaenda through counselling marehabilitation officers pane one of the rehab officers akanditi no sometimes it's good for you kuti unyore maemotions ako pasi zvauri kufila zvinokwanisa kuita kuti zvibude mauri saka pandakatanga kunyora rehab officer akabva initi asi unokwanisa kutoisa zvauri kunyora izvozvo in poetic form sokuendesa oenda unomirawo pamacompetitative platforms akaita sestarbright sobva ndatotanga kutonyorawo mapoem ndokubva ndawanirwa mukana wekuti ndeine ndonomirawo nevamwe vanhu vanga vari panze over 2000 people vandakompita navo vese vari 2000 ndokubva ndavakunda ndirimo muusungwa
muzvare kudzainyoka vachitaura naMavlas Mutanganya uye westudio 7 vari parunare muHarare makateerera kunhepfenyuro yevanhu yestudio 7 tiri kutepfenyura tiri muwashington dc munotibata pa909 am pa4930 kana pa11605 ne15460 kilohertz pashortwave tombotarisa zvaitika kune dzimwe nyika sangano rinorwira kodzero dzevanhu rehuman rights watch rinoti sudan yadzinga munyika mai vanhu 442 vekueritrea kusanganisawo vamwe vatanhatu vanga vari muupoteri human rights watch yashora sudan zvikuru nekukanda vanhu ava mumukanwa mamupere chipangamazano muhuman rights watch vagary simpson vati sangano ravo richashanda neunited nations kuferefeta nyaya iyi vakuru vakuru vehurumende muafghanistan vanoti pane vanhu vakawanda vapambwa nevanofungidzirwa kuti vanopfurikidza mwero vechitaliban muguta rekunduz mumwe mukuru wemapurisa vaasha aziz kamawal vaudza voice of america kuti vanhu 52 vapambwa vamwe 10 vakasungwa go Gurukota runona nezvekutakurwa kwezvinhu vaJoram Gumbo vanoti vapa Board of National Railways of Zimbabwe mvumo yekuvandudza huwandu hwevashandi vekambani iyi avo vari kugara vachiramwa mabasa nenyaya yekusabhadharwa mari dzemihoro. Vamwe vevashandi zviuru zvishanu nemazana manomwe vachaendeswa pamudyandi gere. Vashandi vekambani iyi vakakanda mapadza pasi musi wa29 kurume kunyange hazvo vamwe vavo vakadzokera kubasa. Kambani iyi inonzi iri kurasikirwa nemari inosvika zviuru mazana maviri nemakumi mashanu emadhora kana kuti $250,000 pazuva. Mukuziya nezvenyaya iyi, Blessing Zulu abata vaGumbo.
National Railways of Zimbabwe panguva ino yatiripa haisi kukwanisa kuita basa rokuti ingamurudza vashandi vainavo vese. Asi hatina izvozvi pari zvino urongwa hwatanga taita kugumura vanhu. Zvatiri kutaura ndezvokuti isu seNational Railways of Zimbabwe tiri kuda kutarisa kuona kuti vanhu vedu vari kutishandira muNational Railways of Zimbabwe nokuwanda kwavakaita umwe noumwe une basa here raari kuita ratingati isusu kana asipo basa racho harifambi, kana kuti tina vamwe vanhu vari kuita mabasa anokwanisa kuitwa nomunhu umwe chete ivo voita vari 5 kana kuti 6 kana kuti 10, zvokuti zvinogona kuti basa iro ringe richikwanisa kuitwa nemunhu ari mumwe chete. Yatingataura tichiti isu inonzi staff rationalization. Saka iyoyo exercise kana kuti basa racho iroro harisati ratangisa, asi basa randiri kutaura veNational Railways of Zimbabwe kuti ngavaone sezvinoitawo mamwe makampani, hurumende yakatotangisawo kuita izvozvo, vaone kuti vanhu vatinavo vari pari zvino 5700 vanoshandira National Railways of Zimbabwe iyo isina basa rainoita vanhu vachisora vakagara, vanokwanisa here kuramba varipo vese vakawanda zvakadaro, kana kuti vamwe vacho vanenge vachifanira kuti dai vari vachinge vabviswa pabasa.
Urongwa uhu munotarisira kuti unotanga rini?
Aiwa, ibasa ratinotarisira kuti tinokwanisa kuita, tinoita inonzi forensic, yatinotsvaga maauditors kana kuti vanhu vatinotsvaga kuti vauye vazotiongororera basa iroro, so kuitira kuti isu tisazoita fanika taona kuti takatarisana naningi kuti asiye basa, asi kunotsvagwa makampani. Saka ndakatopa National Railways of Zimbabwe board that permission to look for company, kuti vatarise makampani anokwanisa kuti aite yatinoti forensic study yacho.
Asi vamweka vaGumbo vanogona kuti chirongwa chekuda kubvisa vamwe vashandi kana kuti rationalization chamuruda kuita chiri kuitwa nekuti vashandi vanenge vangavambokanda mapadza pasi vachiti havasi kufara nekuti havasi kupiwa mari dzavo dzemihoro.
Ini ndinozikanirwa kuti handidi kuona mushandi achisiya basa, ndinotodzora mushandi pabasa kana zvichinge zvasvika pakuti munhu aonekwe kuti akamira sei. Haisi pfungwa yangu yokuda kuti vanhu vasiye basa.
Gurukota rinoona nezvekutakurwa kwezvinhu vaJoram Gumbo vari parunare muHarare naBlessing Zulu weStudio 7. Zvichakadaro, rimwe sangano rinomirira vashandi veNRZ reZimbabwe Amalgamated Railways Workers Union rinoti vashandi havana dambudziko nekumiswa mabasa sezvo zvichizivikanwa kuti kana munhu apinda basa chasara kubuda. Mutungamiri wesangano iri vakamurai mwoyo vanoti pane dambudziko nevashandi ndepekuti NRZ inozokwanisa here kuvapa mari dzavo dzekumiswa mabasa iyo iri kukundikana kuvapa mihoro yavo pamwedzi. Gatinzwe hurukuru yataita navamoyo pamusoro penyaya iyi.
Isu pavashandi hakuna mushandi uri kuramba kuretrenchwa kana vapinda basa chakava kubuda, asi munhu avana makore akati kuti ari pabasa haangoendi zvekumushandisa chakabati. Kana vaona mari yekuti vanga kutwarirwa retrenchwa hapana problemu.
Tinoona kuti mhane mwedzi inodarika 15 musina kutambira mari dzemihoro, mungafunga kuti kambani ingazowana mari here dzekukumisai mabasa?
Izvozvo ndovhunzo mukuru watinayo nesu weiyoyo wokuti kana munhu anga timboushaya mari yokuti paipei vakozvaarai kuti dzinga basa kuti zvaita sei.
Saka imi mati mamboziviswa here nezveurongwa uhu neNational Railways of Zimbabwe?
Hatina kubvudzwa isu because itangozvionawambe takamaonera mazviita, hatina kunge taudzwa officially.
Saka mune nzira dzamuri kuitawo here dzekuti mugarisana nawo pasi munzwisise kwavari urongwa ihwo?
Unenge achida kubisa vanhu kabhikozi tezva vatiri pabasasvo. Saka anenge achida kubisa vanhu ndiye uchatida kuzaudiaitikare pasi varume zvaakundiremera ndakuda kubisa vanhu. Isu hatingaendi kurovataudza kuti tina kuti mutibise pabasa aiwa isaka tsaka tichirida
zvei zvamungakurudzirawo kuti reruwe iite pane inonguva tichitarisa matambudziko yakatarisana nauya
hurumende ngaipindire igadzirise nyaya yavashandi pane kumanya kunodzinga vanhu basi because ichocho riri kunze kunze kwakaoma
asi munoona here ichirarama nemamiriro akaitawo nyaya dzeupfumi tichitarisa kuti hakuna zviri kukwanisa kunge zvichitakurwa nerero yacho kunze ikoko
isu savashandi tiri kuramba kuti hakuna zvokwanisa zvichitakurwa nerero izi zvinotakurwa nerero izi zviriko zvakawanda isu tiri kuti inyaya yekungotaurirana chete zvogadzirizwa because zvakawanda zviri kutakurwa nerero izi zvakanga zvichitakurwa nerero izi
ko pari nhasi vashandi vasiri kukwanisa kuenda kumabasa zvakamira sei vashandi vaye vari pakuramwa mabasa
aiwa hapana chakuzvachinja isakuzvataudzwa pari zvino nokuti kune vanenge vati makamarejesta kando vanoda kuzotitaurira kuti vanhu vari kubasa kati vanhu havati kubasa saka isu pari zvino hatina nyaya yatatitaura nayo saka hatina zvatokwanisa kutaura panyaya iyoyo
vanga vari mutungamiri wezimbabwe amalgamated railway workers union vakamurai mwoyo vari parunhare mubulawayo nestudio 7 vanorwira kodzero dzevanasikana vanoti vari kutsutsumwa zvikuru nezvakabuda mutsvagiridzo yezimbabwe demographic health survey izvo zvinoratidza kuti vanasikana vakawanda munyika vari kubata pamuviri vasati vasvitsa makore gumi nemasere tsvagiridzo iyi yakawana zvakare kuti vanasikana vakawanda ava ndevanogara kumaruwa mutungamiri mukomo westudio 7 abata nhengo yedare reparamende uye vachirwira kodzero dzevanasikana muzvare Tabita Kumalo
zvinhu zvakatishatei zvokuti nemhaka yokuti zvakuratidza kuti hurumende yezanupf yakuda kuuraya generation yemayouth ese toziva kuti nzara dziri kumakiko kumaruva uku dzohlisa zvatoreva kuti vanasikana ava vavatambisa miviri yavo kuti vawaneke kuhla kudzuva ndichi kuti isusu ndokutyora kodzero dzevanhu vasikana varubva kumaruva nemhaka yokuti hurumende iri kukonewa kuti izadzise kuti vanhu vekumaruva vasati nezhara dzisotoza kuti mvura ivaanambonaya
ringapedzwa sei dambudziko iri sekuona kwenyu
dambudziko iri rokonzegwa nekuti itasika panhambo yokuti vanhu vaperekwa kuti vodii mabasa hakuna matongerwo enyika haana kumira misha ikonomi yacho iri kurwadza munhu wese zvakutoreva kuti yamazvake mazvake saka vane vana vasikana ngono uno tese toziva mukaona kuti nyaya yekutengesa mwiri ikatanga kutekeshera zvakuratidza kuti nyika yaenda kumawere
imimi senhengo dzedare reparamende pane zvamungaitawo here pakurwisana nedambudziko iri
ndinovimba kuti patodzokera muparamende tichaisimudza nyaya iyo kuti tiudze hurumende kuti ngaiite basa racho rayo nemazvo bcause toziva tese kuti vana vasikana vairambidzwa kuti vaende kuchikoro makore akapfuurayo hondo ikarwiwa kuti vaende kuchikoro uyezve tavadzorera futi mashure kuti ukangoita mwana musikana chasara chete kuti uite mimba hazvina nebasa rese kuti anokuitisa mimba acho ndiani chero uchigona kuti uriritire mhuri handizvo zvatozvarira vana vasikana
muzvare Tabita Kumalo nhengo yedare reparamende uye vanorwira kodzero dzevanasikana vachitaura parunhare namutungamiri mukomo westudio 7 vari muharare pamutambo wenhabvu watambwa nhasi zimbabwe yakunda uganda 2-0 mumutambo wekuedzana simba watambirwa kunhandare yenational sports stadium vateereri musakanganwa kuti muchirongwa chedu chelive talk na 8:30 p.m. tiri kutarisa nyaya yekuti vanasikana vasati vabva zera vakawanda vari kubata pamuviri kana muchida kupinda muchirongwa ichi tumirai nhamba dzenyu pawhatsapp panhamba dzinoti 001-202-465-0318 sezvo nguva yedu yapera regai tingotarisa zvakare musoro yenhau dzanhasi mauto ezimbabwe national army oramba mashoko ekuti ane chekuita nekupambwa kwemurwiri wekodzero dzevanhu vaitai dzamara mapurisa anoshevedza Dr. Patterson Dzamara kukamba kuti vatsanangure pamusoro pemashoko aya tabva tasvika kumagumo echirongwa chedu anokuonekai ndini Jonga Kandemiri ndokusiyai mina Chris Gande namavelas muhlanganyauye
Thank you, Jonga Kandemiri. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Tuesday, May 31st, 2016. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
Here are our top stories this evening.
The Zimbabwe National Army denies any links with the abduction of political activist Itai Dzamara as police summon his brother for questioning.
Five opposition parties form a coalition in an attempt to beat President Mugabe's ZANU-PF party in the 2018 general elections.
The parties are Mavambokusi Ledon, led by Simba Makoni, Professor Washman Nuve's Movement for Democratic Change Formation, Renewal Democrats of Zimbabwe, led by Elton Mango.
As Zimbabwean has made it into the Forbes Africa magazine's under 30 distinguished young entrepreneurs in Africa.
This gentleman, clearly, I mean, he grew up in hard times in Zimbabwe. The country was collapsing, and one day they had a debate at school about these issues, and he decided then to change his life. He said he was going to try to start a business to solve the unemployment problems.
And a pardoned Zimbabwean female prisoner is now into the tongue-twisting profession, poetry.
From prison, I managed to beat over 2,300 people, and I won various items.
These stories and much more coming up. Stay tuned.
The Zimbabwe National Army has denied any involvement in the disappearance of political activist Itai Dzamara, leader of Occupy Africa Unity Square, which wants President Robert Mugabe to step down for allegedly failing to properly run Zimbabwe. Reacting to allegations by Itai's brother, Dr. Patson Dzamara, that the Army's intelligence unit was involved in Itai's abduction 15 months ago, Army spokesman Lieutenant Colonel Alpheus Makotore said these were a figment of his imagination. Lieutenant Colonel Makotere said the National Army's intelligence unit does not take orders from any political party, and as a result, Dzamara is only seeking some media attention in claiming that they were instructed by the ruling ZANU-PF party to allegedly abduct Itai.
Dzamara claimed yesterday that his family has obtained photographs of his brother in detention and names of the people linked to his abduction. One of the pictures released by his family shows a person sitting in a dark place with his or her hands tied to the back and head covered in what looks like a bandage. Itai's wife, Shefra, says the person in the picture is Itai Dzamara.
Meanwhile, detectives from the Law and Order section have asked Dr. Dzamara to visit their offices in connection with claims that the family has information about Itai's abductors. Charles Kwaramba, who is Zamara's lawyer, tells Studio 7's Jonga Kandemiri that he will only be able to take him to the police tomorrow morning since he was too busy today.
Mr. Dzamara called me and informed me that the police wanted to interview him. I wasn't available because I've spent the whole day in court doing other cases. But in the afternoon, I also communicated with the police. They called me. They asked that if I could attend because Mr. Dzamara wanted me to be present during the interview. Unfortunately, we couldn't make it this afternoon. So in my discussion with the police, we have agreed that we will attend tomorrow morning and the interview will be carried out.
Is he willing to cooperate with the police?
Yes, he has always been willing to cooperate with the police. He likes everything that will see a result come out in respect of his missing brother. So he has no reason whatsoever to withhold any information from the police or to avoid interacting with the police. He has always been cooperating. We've gone to the police together many times before, even in times that have not been reported. So we have actually been interacting with the police regarding the matter. He will do everything in his power to make sure that something is done about his missing brother, including going public about any information that he might have.
That was Charles Kwaramba, Patson Zamara's lawyer, on the line from Harare with reporter Jonga Kandemiri.
Mm-hmm.
5 opposition parties formed a coalition today that will challenge President Robert Mugabe and his ZANU-PF party in the 2018 general elections. Our correspondent Thomas Chiripasi has more details from Harare.
The parties are Mavambokusi Ledon, led by Simba Makoni, Professor Walsh Mencube's Movement for Democratic Change Formation, Renewal Democrats of Zimbabwe, led by Elton Mangoma, Democratic Assembly for Restoration and Empowerment, and Zimbabweans United for Democracy. Tendai Biti's People's Democratic Party and ZAPU, led by former ZIPRA Supremo Dumiso Dabengwa, say they still need to consult their members before joining the coalition. The parties say other opposition groups like Morgan Tsvangirai's MDCT and former Vice President Joyce Mujuru's Zimbabwe People First are also keen to join the coalition. Zunde leader Gilbert Dzikiti, who was appointed the first chairman of the coalition, called the Coalition of Democrats, or COD, said the coming together of the 5 political parties was an important milestone in the struggle for democracy in Zimbabwe.
COD is the answer to a better Zimbabwe. COD has made a commitment to work with civil society, churches, and other stakeholders to craft and agree on a Zimbabwe that works for all of us. As COD, we realize the need for leaders to be servants of the people.
Nguve noted that the parties that signed the agreement are keeping their doors open for other political parties to join the coalition.
We have committed ourselves to talk with all those who say they are opposed to the current government, and we have said, let us come together, whether you are MDCT, whether you are People First, or by whatever description you are called. Anyone who will not be with us by the time we get to 2018 will be because they have excluded themselves, not because we have excluded them.
These sentiments were echoed by MKD leader Simba Makoni, who contested as an independent presidential candidate in 2008.
We are saying today we are making a commitment to work together. That is the important message. The past is important in learning what not to do and how not to do good things.
Former Finance Minister Tendai Biti, who now leads the People's Democratic Party and attended the signing ceremony, said his political formation would join the coalition once he gets the nod from his party's executive committee.
We haven't had our general council, so we are going to go to the general council in the next few weeks, and then we'll come there. But we've been part of the negotiating process.
ZAPU spokesperson Mjobiza Nuku said his party was waiting for direction from its congress set for August this year.
The party leadership does not have the mandate to sign the agreement at this point. The party's National People's Council and legal advisors have cautioned the National Executive Committee that such a major commitment is better taken by the ZAPU Congress, which is, in any case, due before the end of August 2016.
Tsvangirai's MDCT says it was not invited for the signing ceremony. However, the main opposition party spokesperson, Obed Gutu, said the MDCT was willing to work with all pro-democracy parties and groups in a grand coalition that would challenge ZANU-PF's rule come 2018.
What I can just advise listeners for now is that as the MDC, our party leader, Dr. Morgan Tsvangirai, is actually the one who is leading us in the process or the processes around coalition talks with other political parties.
Rugare Gumbo, interim spokesperson of the newly formed Zimbabwe People First Party, led by former Vice President Joyce Mujuru, told Studio 7 by phone that his party was also not consulted regarding the formation of the coalition.
Well, look, we are not part of them, but we don't deny other people making alliances or coalitions.
Mangoma said the leaders of the parties in the coalition are expected to meet in the run-up to the 2018 national elections to select their presidential candidate.
One of the important things that COD brings is that we should be able to work together, and particularly on fielding one candidate for each electoral post.
Sources close to the coalition negotiations said the five parties rushed to announce the formation of the coalition so that they would have negotiating power when it comes to fielding candidates. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.
Young people out there, are you concerned about the many issues that affect you and Zimbabweans in general? Rise to the occasion. Make an impact. Let your voice be heard, and let's get talking on The Connection.
We cover a range of issues that affect young people.
I am Tatenda Gumbo.
And I'm Tungamili Nkomo.
And we are the hosts for your number one youth forum, The Connection. Join us as we discuss teenage pregnancy, as the recent Zimbabwe Demographic Health Survey shows 1 in 10 adolescent girls giving birth each year.
To get involved, send us a message with the hashtag TheConnection on WhatsApp. The number is 001-202-465-0318.
Remember Nkosana Mazibisa? He's the budding entrepreneur from Bulawayo that we featured on Studio 7 2 weeks ago after he won a ticket to the coveted Mandela Washington Fellowship among 60 other uniquely promising young Zimbabweans this year. Now Mazibisa has made yet another stride to the top by making it into the Forbes Africa magazine's under 30 distinguished young entrepreneurs from across Africa. Mazibisa is founder of Mazibisa Inc. and a food company called Swad, A Taste of India. He is being featured in the Forbes magazine issue coming out tomorrow together with 30 other promising young entrepreneurs from countries like South Africa, Kenya, Nigeria, and several others. Forbes Africa managing editor Chris Bishop tells Studio 7 reporter Ntungameli Nkomo the chosen 30, including Mazibisa, are some of the finest young entrepreneurs there is on the African continent.
Some of them will be on the cover of Forbes Africa in 10, maybe 20 years' time. And what we wanted to do, we wanted to catch them when they were young and in the first flush of youth as entrepreneurs. And we wanted to show exactly to the rest of the continent what we could do, because Forbes Africa believes that the state coffers on this continent can no longer afford for to provide the jobs and to provide the wealth that people need. An increasingly growing youthful population needs, and we think that entrepreneurs are the people who are going to create the wealth and the jobs. So that was the particular interest.
Looking at this list as an anecdote, where would you say the African continent is headed in terms of job creation, entrepreneurship, and economic growth?
A lot of people are turning over close to $1 million a year. Many of them are already employing scores of people in their businesses. I mean, for instance, Momoa Masakala of Gambia, he's got 140 employees, 120 which are women. He turned over $1.6 million in 2015. I mean, here's a guy who started up a clothing brand, Malika Clothing. His father was a diplomat, fine, he wanted to follow his father, turned it away, started making his own clothes, and he's made a fortune and made his own way, and he's created 140 jobs for Africans.
You also have our own Nkosana Mazibisa from Zimbabwe, Bulawayo, on this list. What exactly did you see in him?
Well, again, this is a lot of context here. We've written quite a bit of stuff on Bulawayo and how it used to be known as the city that exudes smoke and how it's struggling now. And this gentleman came out as part of that story. He grew up in hard times in Zimbabwe. The country was collapsing, and one day they had a debate at school about these issues, and he decided then to change his life. He said he was going to try to start a business to solve the unemployment problems and to revive the industries. And he founded a food retail brand, Swad, The Taste of India, and Mazibisa Inc., a brand strategy consultancy firm in Bulawayo. Now, this guy here is stuck in his hometown. He's there building business. He's there building himself as an entrepreneur. He's there creating jobs for people.
That was Forbes Africa editor.
Coming up,
a closer look at bond notes as Catholics, business executives and others discuss new policies designed to fix ailing Zimbabwe economy.
Stay tuned.
But first, a look at regional and international news.
The killing of a Golira Saturday at the Cincinnati Zoo to save a four-year-old boy who fell into the animal's enclosure remains a widely reported story in a 24-hour news cycle that is increasingly driven by social media.
Poland has launched a new bid to extradite filmmaker Roman Polanski to the United States, where he's wanted for a 1977 child sex conviction.
And in Ivory Coast, the wife of former President Laurent Gbagbo goes on trial Tuesday. Simone Gbagbo, also known as the Iron Lady, is accused of crimes against humanity, prisoners of war and the civilian population for all alleged role in that country's 2010 post-election violence that killed more than 3,000 people. She has already been handed a 20-year jail sentence for attacking state authority. You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington.
The Roman Catholic Vicar General Kennedy Mugudi says politics is required to ensure that new policy measures to revive the economy announced by the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe are successful. Mugudi says depositors and captains of industry are skeptical about the new measures that will lead to the introduction of bond notes as they have lost confidence in the government's economic policies. Reporter Ivan Chifera has the details from Harare.
In remarks at a discussion organized by the Catholic Bishops' Social Communications Commission on whether Zimbabwe could be better off without the U.S. currency, Mugudi said the interventions by the central bank should have been done after consultations with all stakeholders. The RBZ announced a raft of measures to revive the economy, which include, among other issues, daily cash withdrawal limits, the introduction of bond notes, and use of plastic money. But depositors and industry have come out strongly against the measures, in particular the introduction of bond notes. Mugudi said they have all the reasons to be skeptical about these new measures.
While the government is making frantic efforts to dismiss the fears by the depositors and investors, the situation on the ground shows that the people have lost trust and confidence. That people have lost trust and confidence in the economic policy, and also they've lost trust in the credibility of the policies that you are coming up with.
He said the people's fears are reasonable given the past experiences where many of them are poorer today as a result of government policies.
Many are in their poverty state today because they did not recover from that backstab that they experienced. And today when you ask them, just continue to look forward. No, they will look backward because they know that somebody can come from the back and stab me again. So this is the reason why people are very careful. And also maybe this is the reason why people are saying, I would rather go and take out my $500 and keep it with me.
But Barclays Bank Zimbabwe Managing Director George Gwamatanga said the interventions by the central bank are welcome given the indiscipline by depositors, banks and other players. He said if not properly applied as was happening in Zimbabwe, the US dollar could be harmful to the economy. Gwamatanga said putting daily withdrawal limits at 1,000 per day was unrealistic given that the average monthly salary in Zimbabwe was $374.
I actually think that a weekly withdrawal limit of 500 would be adequate for day-to-day transacting. I think it will be.
Guamatanga admitted that the cost of using plastic money and real-time gross settlement or RTGS was too high. He urged fellow bankers to revise their charges to encourage the banking public to use plastic money and RTGS. He added that Zimbabwe overopened its economy when it dollarized in 2009 by allowing everyone to use foreign currency, even for local services. Guamatanga said, in light of the rampant abuse of the US dollar, the RBZ's new policy measures are welcome.
We need to find a means of transacting, a means of payment which doesn't get abused. The US dollar as a means for local transaction, as a means for transacting here in Zimbabwe, has been abused. And there's absolutely no way as an economy we can sustain it. Let's be honest with each other.
RBZ Governor John Mangulia said it was good that some bankers supported these measures and would consider their proposals to lower the daily withdrawal limits and charges. Despite the 1,000 daily withdrawal limits, banks have set limits at between $200 and $400 due to the cash crunch. Guamatanga suggested a weekly $500 withdrawal limit. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.
The central bank chief, John Mangudja, says the bond notes are set to be introduced in October this year. He says they are designed to boost exports.
A 31-year-old Kudzai Nyoka says she still can't believe she is now reunited with her two children she left 2 years ago when she was sentenced to 7 years in prison and locked up at Chikurubi for fraud. Nyoka is one of the 2,000 prisoners who were pardoned recently by President Robert Mugabe. Only two women remain in prison following the presidential pardon. Nyoka is now a transformed person, and she turned into a poet while she was in prison and managed to win a national award while she was still in prison. She speaks to Studio 7 about her newly discovered talent and how she will use it to survive outside prison.
We woke up in the morning on a normal holiday and were expecting our families to come and visit us. And then the next thing we were told that the president had pardoned us and all the women were going home.
Had you been prepared before that?
Not even. We were not prepared. We were actually serving our sentences as usual, waiting to grace on the day like any other normal days.
Take us through a normal day in prison as a female prisoner. What was it like?
A normal day starts at 6 o'clock, and then we go to our various activities. There are various rehabilitation activities that take place in prison. For example, market gardening, cutting and designing, flowering, cooking, what else, basket making, and other activities. So when you wake up 6 o'clock, we have our breakfast, and then we go to our different activities, and then we have lunch around about 12 o'clock, and then a normal day clock at 4 o'clock.
What about the food? A lot of people have been issuing out reports that there's not enough food and the conditions are not very palatable. Tell us about that.
I've been there. Food was there. There was never a time, believe me, there was never a time where I went to bed hungry. We had three meals a day. We had breakfast at 6. We had lunch at 12. We had supper at 3. There was never a day where we went to bed hungry. Speaking from where I was staying, they were favorable for women. It was not as warm because prison is not a hotel, but I'm saying they were favorable because we actually had other mothers that had their children there. I never saw any one of the kids sick.
Tell us about yourself, your personal life. How many children do you have?
I have two children, one aged 8 and one aged 4.
What was their reaction when they found out that you were going back home?
They didn't believe it. Even up to now, they are still startled. Each and every time I come out of their house, they ask me if I'm coming back. So I'm sure maybe they are thinking I might just go back and never come back again.
You discovered a talent while you were in prison. Tell us a little bit about that.
Prior prison, I was a human resource officer. But then when I got into prison, I started writing. It took me some time to accept that I had been imprisoned. So through counseling, through the rehabilitation office, they advised me to start writing my emotions down. And when they saw the creativeness in my writing, they encouraged me to start writing poetry so that I could go and stand on competitive platforms. They then facilitated that I would go and compete on a talent show, which is called Starbright, whereby people from
from all over the nation come in with their different talents and compete from prison. I managed to beat over 2,300 people, and I won various items, which I took home, which took care of my family.
That was 30-year-old Kudzai Nyoka, a female prisoner who was pardoned last week following a presidential edict. Speaking to us from Harare, to hear her poem, go to our website, www.voazimbabwe.com.
The release of the 2015 Zimbabwe Democratic Health Survey has left advocates calling for intervention as statistics show high rates of teenage pregnancies. The survey indicates that 22% of adolescent females aged between 15 and 19 in Zimbabwe bear children. The survey shows that 1 in 6 teenagers have given birth in the past year and 5% are pregnant with their first child. The survey notes that the trends of teenage pregnancy and motherhood remains a social and health concern. For perspective, reporter Tatenda Gumbo speaks with Dr. Elopis Banda, who says it's time for stakeholders to review intervention strategies.
I carried out a survey way back in 1999 to look at the age of sexual debut between the urban and rural communities. And at that time, we found that people actually were sexually active by the age of about 13, 14 in the rural setting, whereas the age was a bit higher in the urban setting. So the fact that people have been sexually active at a young age is not new, but what has not been done is to either recognize that as a fact and address it properly through education, or take measures to stop it happening in the first place. So the challenge that we have perhaps is also that we revert to cultural biases.
And moving forward, Dr. Sibanda, is there any way to remedy this situation? What, in your view, should stakeholders start to do?
I think the demographic survey is an eye-opener, which says children will get pregnant and children will die giving birth. And therefore, I believe this should set in motion a train of events which leads to some sort of introspection and also a review of whether what we're doing was adequate or not. And in my opinion, the interventions that have been put in place have been inadequate and they've failed to save the lives of these young children.
And that was Dr. Elopis Banda, a medical practitioner, on the line with Studio 7's Tatenda Gumbo.
Stay tuned for Studio 7 Live Talk at 8:30 p.m. Today, our host of The Connection will be talking with listeners about child pregnancies in Zimbabwe. Recent statistics show that child pregnancies are on the rise in the country, so don't forget to join Tatenda Gumbo and Ntungamili Nkomo, the host of The Youth Connection.
And now to recap today's top stories.
The Zimbabwe National Army denies any links to the abduction of political activist Itai Dzamara as police summon his brother for questioning.
Five opposition parties form a coalition in an attempt to beat President Mugabe's ZANU-PF party in the 2018 general elections.
And that's our broadcast this evening.
Join us at 7 every evening for news in three languages and visit us on the internet at www.studio7news.com. For more on our top stories, you can send us an email to studio7@voanews.com or text us at the following number, 001-202-465-0318. Now stand by for Studio 7 in Ndebele. This is Chris Gande in Washington.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye, wishing you a pleasant evening and a very good night.
Siyalamukela emsakazweni we-Studio 7 ngolwesibili mhla ka 31 kwenkwezi 2016 silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza sase-Washington DC. Alingali tshona njani izulukandaba mthwakazi omuhle ondlela zimhlophe olamukela emoyeni ngenjabulo enkulu nguChris Gande. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje,
ndawonye inkokheli lamabandla ezomba ngazo eZimbabwe ukwenzela ukuthi sihlanganisa amakhanda, sihlanganisa izandla lamahlombe emsebenzini esilawo omkhulu wokuthi sikhiphe iZimbabwe phakathi kohlupho olukhona.
Amabandla amahlanu aphikisayo asebumbe umanyano wokubambisana ukumelana kukhetho lokulwisana lomongameli Robert Mugabe lebandla lakhe lezanu PF.
Aw sithole umuntu osityeleyo kuthethwe ngubani, kufanele asitshele ukuthi wamthatha wamsangaphi, wahlala isikhathi eside kungakanani, wathiwaya ngaphi, njalo ukuthi impilakahle yakhe kwesikhathi lesi kumbe isikhathi ecinakala ukubonakala ngulo sinika ulwazi ibinjani. Ngibona ngani mina akunabubelo obukhulu kakhulu lokho esikuzwe ngodamalizolo, kungani kuyalumela.
Ibutho leZimbabwe namhla lilandule imbiko ethulwe imuli yakoDzamara izolo ethi u-Itai Dzamara wanyamalala ethunjwa ngamasotsha asebenzela uhlangothi lwe-military intelligence. Abokholo lwesikatolike baveza umbono wabo ngodaba lokusetshenziswa kwemali eziningi kanye lokuza kwama-bond notes. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa emsakazweni we-Studio 7. Amabandla amahlanu aphikisayo aweZimbabwe asebumbe umanyano wokubambisana ukumelana lombuso kamongameli Mugabe lebandla lakhe leZANU PF ikakhulu kukhetho olulandelayo luka-2018. Icelele MDC elikhokhelwa nguProfessor Welshman Ncube, ibandla leRenewal Democrats of Zimbabwe elikhokhelwa umnumzana Elton Mangoma, elemabambo kuSile Don elikhokhelwa umnumzana Simba Makoni, lamanye amabili amancane elezunde leledare yiwo alobelana isivumelwano lamhlanje sokusebenzelana phansi kwegama elithi Coalition of Democrats loba COD. Umkhokheli webandla le-People's Democratic Party umnumzana Tendai Biti ubekhona kodwa uthe usamele ukuphiwa imvumo libandla lakhe ukuthi angene kulumanyano kumbe hatshi. Umnumzana Morgan Tsvangirai okhokhela icele le-MDCT ubengekho kulumbuthano esithi akanxuswanga, kodwa isikhulumeli sebandla lakhe umnumzana Obed Gutu uthi bona njengebandla bazimisele ukusebenzelana lamanye amabandla ekulwiseni ukususa umbuso kaMgabe. AbeZaphu labo kade bemelwe ngumnumzana Majobisa Noko bathi basamele ukuphiwa imvumo ngelabo ibandla. Umkhokheli we-MDC kaNcube yena uthi amabandla alobe isivumelwano sokusebenzelana lesi alakho alokhu evule umnyango ukuthi amanye lawo angathanda ukuzomanyana labo abuye.
Lamhlanje bekulilanga eliqakathekileyo kakhulu ngoba sithethe inyathelo lokuqala lokuthi silethe ndawonye inkokheli lamabandla ezomba ngazo eZimbabwe ukwenzela ukuthi sihlanganisa amakhanda, sihlanganisa izandla lamahlombe emsebenzini esilawo omkhulu wokuthi sikhiphe iZimbabwe kuphakathi kohlupho olukhona ngenxa yehulumende kaMgabe. Yikho ke sithe sihlangene namhlanje kulama party afika amahlanu asayini le yalobelene phansi ukuthi hayi sesivumelene ukuthi sizasebenza sonke ngo-2018 siza faka ucandidate omunye, one we-president omunye we-parliament lo we-council, yiso sivumelana sakhona esilaso soneso. Kulamanye amabandla ade engekho lamhlanje esilokho sikhuluma lawo silethemba ukuthi labo bazabona ukuthi kuqakathekile ukuthi sisebenze nini sonke ngoba kakho oyedwa ongakwenza eyedwa olamaqinga okukhupha iZimbabwe ebunzimeni ebukubu.
Lokhu kutshone ebantwini balelelizwe.
Ebantwini beZimbabwe abantu balokhe besikhuluma lathi bethi hayi kanti madoda indaba lingabambani lingasebenzi lonke.
Lo ke ngumnumzana Welshman Ncube umkhokheli welinye lamacele eMDC obekhuluma eseHarare. Ibutho leZimbabwe National Army namhla lilandule imbiko ethulwe imuli yakoZamara izolo ethi uItai Zamara wathunjwa ngamasotsha asebenzela uhlangothi lwemilitary intelligence. Embikweni awethulele iStudio 7 obona ngokwethulwa kwembiko kubutho uLieutenant Colonel Alpheus Makotore uthe ingamanga aluhlaza imbiko le njalo ijonge ungcolisa igama lebutho. Umne wabo kaItai umnumzana Patson Zamara wethule umfanekiso athi ngokaItai Zamara izolo oveza umuntu ovale ubuso ehlalelehlezi etendeni lamaplastic. Yena uPatson ubizwe lamuhla ngamapolisa akugajalwe law and order phezu kwalolu daba. Igqweta likaZamara umnumzana Charles Kwaramba utshele Studio 7 ukuthi uzahamba loPatson emapoliseni kusasa. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba untungameli Nkomo weStudio 7 uxoxe lengcwethi kwezombusazwe umnumzana Nkululeko Sibanda.
Esikuzwe ngoPatson izolo ekhuluma ngomfo wabo kutshengisa ukuthi mhlawumbe ulwazi lolathu selutholile ngokuthunjwa komfo wabo lungani kalucaci kangako ngoba phela nxa bekhona abantu abaziyo ababekwazi lokuthatha amampikitsha la esekuthunjweni kwakhe. Phela laba abantu ngabe basike bamazisa lokuthi ungaphi njalo lokuthi angatholakala njani njalo nxa kulokwazakala okunjalo ngabe usehambe ngabe sikhuluma nje usesuka emapholiseni kumbe usesebenzelane lamaloya ukuthi kuzanywe langempela ukuthi kungenziwa njani ayethathwa lapha khona. Kuyenzakala mhlawumbe ukuthi abantu abamnikileyo ngabantu asebehlamukele uhlangothi lwemilitary ngabasakwazi ukuthi ungaphi kodwa bekufanele bamtshele ukuthi ngaleso sikhathi wayebekwephi ngabe kade sikukhalwa nje abantu bephethe imithi lokufaneleyo beqonda kuleyo ndawo ukuthi bayezama ukuthi mhlawumbe bangamthola sazi ukuthi kuyiwaphi. Ngibone ngani mina kuyikudlala ngengqondo zabantu ukuthi hayi sesithole ulwazi olutsha kodwa ulwazi olukhona kuphela ukuthi uthethwe ngabantu abanje. Sithole umuntu ositshele ukuthethwe ngubani, kufanele asitshele ukuthi wamthatha wamsangaphi, wahlala isikhathi eside kungakanani, wasikwaya ngaphi, njalo ukuthi impilakahle yakhe kwesikhathi lesi kumbe isikhathi ecinakala ukubonakala ngulo sinika ulwazi ibinjani. Ngibona ngani mina akulabubelo obukhulu kakhulu lokho esikuzwe ngoZamara izolo, kungani kuyalumela.
Kungenzakala yini kulolu daba ukuthi ngempela abebutho babe yibo abamthathayo uZamara?
Yekuyatholakala ukuthi ungabe babamthatha phela babemthetha umuntu besithi hayi sizama ukuyathola ulwazi lokuthi kade kuhambe njani njalo besizama ukuthi nje ke simchaya-chaye kanjalo kanjalo bese besibenze njalo umuntu lowana ebe selimala kakhulukazi. Nxa selimale kakhulukazi phela sokufanele bakufihle ukuthi bakade bemthethe. Ngakho kuzima ukuthi sazi ukuthi abantu abamthathayo isisukela sabo besiyini bona babesehlule ukumthatha eseUnity Square.
Lo ke ngumnumzana Nkululeko Sibanda ingcwethi kozembusazwe ube xoxa le Studio 7 ecingweni ekwele Bilitane. Umongameli Robert Mugabe uthi sekuyisikhathi sokuba amazwe ezwekazi le-Africa lawe Caribbean le-Pacific achiyane lomkhuba wokuphila ngokucela kumazwe awumanyano we-European Union. Esethula amazwe yakhe kwele Papua New Guinea emhlanganweni we-African Caribbean and Pacific, umongameli Mugabe uthi amazwe e-Africa Pacific le-Caribbean anothile njalo alezemvelo ezingenza azimele engaphili ngokucela. Umongameli Mugabe nguye yedwa umongameli osemhlanganweni lo oweziphathamandla zabohulumende osokuthiye uZulu weZimbabwe ethandabuza ukuthi lolu hambo vele luzaphathisani ilizwe.
umsakazo wakho we-Studio 7 ususakaza live kuhlelo lwe-Live Talk ekhasini lethu lenkundleni ye-Facebook. Ungakhuthwa yilolu hlelo kusukisela ngo-8:30 kusiya ngo-9:30 ntambama ukuze uxoxisane labanye ngendaba eziqakathekileyo esizihluza nsuku zonke kusukisela ngomvulo kusiya ngolwesihlanu. Sithanda ukuzwa imbono yakho ngokubhala ekhasini le-Facebook uhlelo luqhubeka. Ikheli yethu ekhasini leli ithi VOA Indebele. Ngizaphinda njalo, VOA Indebele.
Lingakhohlwa ukwenza like ikhasi lethu kuFacebook ele VOA Indebele.
Abukholo lwesiKatolik eZimbabwe bathi sokudinga ukusebenzelana ndawonye kwenhlangothi zonke zempilo ukuvikela umnotho weZimbabwe. Abezombusazwe lengcwethi kwezenotho bazinikele ngokugcweleyo ukufeza imizamo yokulungisisa lumumo eyenziwa ngabebhanga elikhulu elelizwe ele-Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe okufana lokulethwa kwama-bond notes ngenhloso yokuletha ukuzinza kwezemali elizweni. Okunenga sikuzweni kuMavis Gama esethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo eseHarare.
Labo ngabavele kunhlangothi ezehlukeneyo labamabandla ezokholo beqakeza betshengisa ukuvumelana lemibono ebinikezwa lapho kubonisanwa phezu kokungenziwa uguqula isimo somnotho elizweni emhlanganweni owenzelwe eMicklis Hotel eHarare. Lo mhlangano uqoqwe ngabohlangothi olubona ngezokukhulumisana loZulu olwe-social communications ku-Archdiocese eyeHarare ebandleni le-Roman Catholic ngaphansi kwendikimba ethi "Is Zimbabwe better off without the US dollar?" Osebenza ephathisana loBishop eHarare ebandleni leli uVicar General Kennedy Mguti uthi ukutshelana iqiniso phezu kokwenzakalayo kwezomnotho yiyo kuphela indlela ezaphathisa ukulungisisa isimo somnotho, hathi ukudlala umacatshelana loZulu esemnyameni engazizwisisi inhlelo eziphoselwa kuye. Usiba lukhulu webhanga le-RBZ obekhona laye kulo mhlangano uDr John Mangunjika uvumile ukuqakatheka kokusebenzelana loZulu kunhlelo ezehlukeneyo ezifana leyokulethwa kwama-bond notes, wona athi azoqala ukusebenza lonyaka. Ethi okwakhathesi akula ngenye indlela ngaphandle kokusekela abangenisa imali elizweni ngokuthengisela phandle kwelizwe abanjengabalimigwayi, abezemigodi, bamankampani amakhulu lamancane labanye. Baze ngobuningi abavele kunhlangothi ezehlukeneyo zempilo okubalisa uReverend Brother Kudzai Tsondai ohlala kwele South Africa.
Ngibonge futhi kakhulu ugovernor wethu ukuthi abe khona ezoxazulula udaba lolu ebantwini, ngoba emphakathini abantu abaningi abaselalo ithemba. Siyakwazi okwayenzakala ngo-2007-2008 abantu balahlekelwa zimali zabo, kutho ukuthi abantu basanezilondo eziningi. Into engiyithanda kakhulu ukuthi ugovernor usinikile isithembiso sokuthi izimdola isazi kubuya futhi wabuya wachaza ukuthi kungani beletha i-bond ama-bond notes lawa, nokuthi ezame ukunika umdlandla ebantwini bengabi lokwesaba, bengabi lovalo, bengacabanga ukuthi bazatshontshelwa imali zabo. Mina njengesizalwane saseZimbabwe ngiyakujabulela lokhu, ngiyakwamukela uma ngempela ngempela inhloso yabo kuyikuthi kube lokuqhubekela phambili ngenxa yokushotelwa imali.
Uqhubeke uTsondai esekela inkuthazo yokuzinikela kwabezombusazwe.
Yeah, lami ngithanda ukuvumelana laye. Ngithanda futhi ukuqonqosela lapho uVicar General kade ekhuluma khona ukuthi abezombusazwe ikakhulu uhulumende labaphathi bhizinisi kumele ukuthi besebenzisane ndawonye ukuze kube le ngqubela phambili, ngoba siyabona kakhulu abantu abaningi ikakhulu kulelizwe lethu laseZimbabwe balokukhona ndokuningi ukuthi kungenzeka ukuthi uhulumende udlalisa imali eningi kakhulu, usebenzisa imali eningi kakhulu. Ngokunjalo uVicar General ubekhulumela abantu, iningi labantu, umphakathi, ukuthi uhulumende laye kumele ekhangelisise ukuthi imali zisetshenziswa njani ukuze abantu babe lokuthemba uhulumende.
Abe-RBZ bathi ukusetshenziswa kwemali yakwamanye amazwe, i-multicurrency, kuzoqhubekela phambili njalo uZulu engesabela ukuthi idola leZimbabwe seliphenduka okwamanje. Iningi labakade besemhlanganweni lo baqinisele ukuthi kumele kudingwe indlela zokusebenzelana loZulu osewalahla ithemba kumabhanga lohulumende, ngoba esesilamanxeba ezehlakalo zika-2008 lapho abaningi balahlekelwa zimali zabo emabhanga. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngingu Mavis Gama.
Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisiza siphuma ngapha iVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi aku 909 medium wave, laku shortwave 4930-12080, laku 15775 kHz. Lilako njalo kusithola ebulenjini ku internet kukheli ethi www.voaindebele.com. Ikheli ethi njalo www.voaindebele.com.
Abalwela amalungelo abesifazane labantwana bathukuthele kakhulu ngembiko eveza ukuqonga kwenani lamantombazana azithwalayo esesemancane. Imbiko le iphume kuphenyo lweZimbabwe Demographic Health Survey olwenziwe nyakenye kodwa olusanda kwethulwa. Omunye wabalwela amalungelo abantwana unkosazana Thabita Khumalo olilunga ledale lePhalamende utshele Studio 7 ukuthi ukubhidlika kwemnotho kanye lobuyanga ngokunye okungaba kubangela isehlakalo lesi.
Lolu ludaba oludanisa kakhulu ukuthelizweni laseZimbabwe. Umntwana oyinkazana usesenziwa isikorobho ukuthi uhulumende usehlulekile ukuthi agcine abantu. Sonke siyazi ukuthi lo nyaka izulu kalinanga nxa vele sekule ndlala ekhaya. Ezikhathini eziningi umntwana oyinkazana nguye osetshenziswayo ukuthi athengise imizimba yakhe ayedinga ukudla ukwenzela ukuthi imuli zisuthe. So lokhu kuyakhombisa ukuthi uhulumende usehlukuluza umntwana oyinkazana ngoba usehlulekile ukuthi ayenze wakhe umsebenzi.
Kuyini okungenziwa ukulwisana lalolu daba?
Okungenziwa ukuthi sifisa nalolu daba yikuthi uhulumende kabone ukuthi uzulu uyahla. Kodwa njalo njengabameli bephalamende sesizazama ukuthi singene ephalamende sike siqukaxuke udaba lolu kubantwana abangamankazana sebezithwala masinyane. Ngoba lokhu kukhombisa ukuthi umntwana wonke oyinkazana akasayi esikolo ngoba nxa sebeqalisa ukuzithwala engaqedi lako grade 7 usobusikuse sibabisele emuva iyinto esasiyala ngabo 1980 ukuthi umntwana wonkazana umsebenzi wakhe wekitchen. Salwa kakhulu ukuthi lo mntwana aphume ekitchen yomntwana oyinkazana angene esikolo aze ayefika e-university. So sesibisele iminyaka edlula 40 usebenzisa umsebenzi wayo ukuthi sincedise umntwana oyinkazana.
Alo-ke ngunkosazana Thabita Khumalo, ilunga ledale lePhalamende njalo elwela amalungelo abantwana abangamankazana. Lamhlanje kuStudio 7 Live Talk uhlelo lwabasakhulayo olwe The Connection sikhangela udaba lokuqonga kwenani lamantombazana azithwala emancane. Tumelani text message kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingenelani kuhlelo. Le iStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha iVoice of America eseWashington. Singakangeni esigabeni esilandelayo ke sikhangele esivela kwamanye amazwe. ELiNigeria libikwa selingayisilo ilizwe elisesiqongweni emsebenzini wokwembiwa lokulungiswa kwamafutha ezimota ezwekazi le-Afrika. Lokhu kubangelwa ikuhlaselwa kanzima kwesigaba se-Niger Delta ngabahlamuki abe-Niger Delta Avengers abafunge ukubhidliza umnotho walelo lizwe. Ukusungulwa kokuhamba kwesitimela esiporweni eside ukwedlula zonke emhlabeni jikelele emhlubulweni oweSwiss Alps kwenziwa kusasa eEurope. Hello, ngumsakazo weStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha iVoice of America eseWashington DC. Uhulumende uthi usezagumula izisebenzi zikaloliwe kulandela ukungahambi kuhle komsebenzi wokuthwala uzulu lempahla ngezitimela. izisebenzi zalenkampani sezilesikhathi esedlula umnyaka wodwa lezinyanga ezimbalwa zingaholi. Umphathintambo wezokuthwala umnumzana Joram Gumbo utshele intathelo ezindaba ukuthi uloliwe ulezisebenzi ezedlula inkulungwane ezinhlanu i-5700 osekumele ziphungulwe ngenkulungwane ezintathu i-3000. Kodwa umkhokheli wenhlanganiso yezisebenzi iZimbabwe Amalgamated Railwaymen's Union umnumzana Kamurai Moyo utshele Studio 7 ukuthi kabatshelwanga ngokugunyulwa kwezisebenzi lokhu.
Lapho sikhona ephepheni isindi nje sihambe lezisebenzi asikakubona, asikakuzwa, asikatshelwa officially, kodwa sikuzwa lapho sikhona ephepheni. Kodwa ngakho ukuthi khona ezozela isifuna ukuqeqesha abantu ma bele package. But umbuzo omkhulu okuwonke umuntu yikuthi khona kanti imali epackage bazayitshelwayo ngaphi wona besehle kubhadala izisebenzi ezisemsebenzini.
Zona izisebenzi sezabuyela zonke yini emsebenzini?
Hayi, thina kunje e-ofisini asikayitholeyo indaba ngoba abantu abasitshelayo ukuthi khona abamtshelele emsebenzini abakabuyeli yiba e-railways ababasirejista.
Manje pho i-railways kayifuni ukuthi ixotshe bona labo abangayi emsebenzini yini?
Hayi, singazi lokho ukuthi bona bafuna ukwenzani. Kodwa isikhona esebenzi namhlanje akukhulumi ngabantu abakustrike. Bona bathi bona bafuna ukukhipha abanye abantu, bafuna ukuretrencha. So ma befuna ukuretrencha bona hayi akuna muntu ekade ukuphuma imisebenzi. Kodwa into ekhona ikuthi umuntu ngakasebenzi okwesikhathi eside kuyakufanele ahambe ejele akuthweleyo ngoba umthetho uyatho ukuthi khona kufanele umuntu athole imfanelo zakhe.
Inani lona leli esizwa kuthiwa yilo lifuna ukuxotshwa ukumiswa umsebenzi i-70% kumbe 3000 izachiya i-railways imi njani?
Lokho kuyazokuzaziwa abanikazi benkampani ngoba thina sinje siyisebenzi siyafuna ukuba khona emsebenzini. So bona manje befuna ukukhipha yena leyi 3000 abafuna ukuyikhiphayo kuyaze kukuyona ukuthi khona bafuna ukuthiwa ezinjani abantu abangaki kodwa bafuna ukuthiya abani kumbe bafuna ukuthiya ababili kuyaze kukuyona. Kodwa hayi, thina into esijoke ukuthi hayi thina ngabe funa ukukhipha ngaleyo ndlela ngabakhishe imfanelo zethu kuphela.
Alo-ke ngumnumzana Kamurai Moyo, umkhokheli wenhlanganiso yezisebenzi ze-National Railways of Zimbabwe, iZimbabwe Amalgamated Railwaymen's Union, bekhuluma ecingweni le-Studio 7 ekoBulawayo. Umphathintambo wezisebenzi kweleBotswana uthi kuqakathekile ukuthi amazwe awezwekazi le-Afrika wenhlanganiso ye-SADC azame ukuvula amathuba emsebenzini ngesikhathi ilizwe lakhe lisamukela inkulungwane lenkulungwane zabeZimbabwe abazodinga imisebenzi. UMartin Gwenya usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo seGaborone kweleBotswana.
Umnumzana Edwin Patsu utshele umhlangano labanye abaphathintambo bemazwe e-SADC ukuthi isikhathi sesiside amazwe angamalunga enhlanganiso le egcine kudala amathuba emsebenzi. IBotswana kanye le-South Africa iwamazwe amabili eluhlwini lwengezansi kwe-Afrika ayomukela inkulungwane kakhulu zabavela eZimbabwe ezodinga imisebenzi. UBatsu uthi sesifikele isikhathi sokuthi uhulumende emazweni awe-SADC baqale inhlelo ezancedisa kudala imisebenzi, ethi uma kungela ndlela zokuguqula ezomnotho kwamanye amazwe e-SADC uluhlu lwangezansi kwe-Afrika luzaqhubeka luphethe udaba lokuswelakala kwemisebenzi. Obona ngezomnotho umnzana Jeffrey Sikhumalo uthi izwekazi lezansi kwe-Afrika linothile amagugu emvelo ngakho kumele lenelise ukudala imisebenzi ngokuguqula ezomnotho.
I-SADC izwekazi elilama-natural resources amaningi kakhulu. Kule ndlela njalo kulamathuba okuthi izwekazi leli lingathuthukisa umnotho walo ngokudala kakhulu amathuba omsebenzi. Siyananzela lutho kwamanje abantu abaningi bayasuka emazweni anjengaboZimbabwe lamanye besiyadinga imisebenzi ye-South Africa leBotswana. Kanti-ke lalawo mazwe ale ndlela zokuthi angadala amathuba omsebenzi ukuze kungasindi kakhulu lawo amazwe amabili.
UKhumalo uthi sekufike esibangeni sokuthi iBotswana kanye le-South Africa zisindwe linani elivela kwamanye amazwe lizodinga imisebenzi.
Kuba emsebenzi akhuliswe kungakhangelelwa kakhulu kumazwe anjengaboBotswana le-South Africa ayiwo amukela kakhulu abantu abavela elizweni elinjengaliseZimbabwe. Siyananzelela ukuthi sokubasinda labo ukuthi beqhubeke bedala imisebenzi engathatha abantu abaningi abavela kuzwekazi le-SADC.
Umhlangano weSADC ukhulume njalo ukuthi ekuzameni ukudala amathuba emsebenzi abesifazane kanye labontanga bangavalelwa phandle, inkuthazo yokuthi kudalwe imisebenzi ibuya ngesikhathi ibandla eliphikisayo leMDCT litshengisela likhala ngokuswelakala kwemisebenzi yathinjiswa libandla leZANU-PF ngesikhathi kukhankaselwa ukhetho luka-2013. Ngingumathini Ngwenya wendaba seStudio 7 ngisabulongo leBotswana.
Akuhlelo lwamasiko lokuphila kahle kwaZulu lamhla sixoxa lomnumzana Nicholas Moyo, umsekeli womqondisi wohlangothi olubona ngezamasiko kuhulumende. Baningi abeZimbabwe abacabangela ukuthi bathumeza izithombe zabo ebulenjini be-internet la kuWhatsApp. Asizweni ke lolu daba loGibbs Dube.
Isintu sesihlaselwe izinto lezezintsha esezisifikele sesibadala. Ngoba izolo lethu kade lingela i-internet. Izolo lethu belingela zonke lezi zinto esezisebenza ngokuhambisa amagagasi okukhuluma lokubukela. Ngakho nxa sibambe indaba le, kuyamele ukuthi siyibambe sikhangele lapho osokuxhwale khona, lalapho esesehlulwa khona isikhathi. Esintwini bekuvele kulizilo ukwembula ebantwini. Ngakho nxa abantu sebeficakala ku-social platform, kulizilo ukuzembula la ku-social platform ngoba kuficakala abantu. Nxa kukuma-computer, kulizilo ukuzembula ngaleyo ndlela. So, umthetho kumbe indlela isintu sethu esikade siphawulwe ngaso, kuvele kakumelanga umuntu azembule, umuntu abe nqunu, umuntu azitshengise bununu ebantwini. Ngokokuqala lokho, ukuganga kumbe ukulalana kuyinto enziwe ensithe. Umsebenzi wemacansini ngumsebenzi wensithe. Uvele ubunjelwe ukuthi wenziwe ensithe, ukholiswe ensithe.
Ye, phela baba Moyo, kukhanya ngazani phela sokugcwele ukuzidokozisa ebantwini lapha. Uyathola umuntu esenza vele into ongeke wayicabangela emoteni kumbe ebhasini kumbe ngaphi ngaphi. Uyakubona nje ukuthi uhamba njani.
Esesikubona kulezi nsuku sokuyinto ukuthi umuntu uyazikholisisa ehlezi. Kungabe kusehofisini, kumbe ugade ikhombi, ubambe ifoni yakhe usekhoneni laphana, ubhizi lokho edlalisa laphana ebona. Ubona umuntu ubhizi uyahleka, uyasmayila, ungazi ukuthi kumbe abantu babhala ingxoxo ezihlekisayo. Kanti ubukele into zona lezo. Into eziyenzayo ziyaqhweba imizwa yomuntu. Umuntu seqhwetha imizwa leyane bese senzani? Izikhathi eziningi abantu abagcina besiba lokuganga okuthile, kumbe umuntu seqalisa ukudinga izinto ezincane ngoba ususiba lokulangathelela ezinye izinto, mhlawumbe ezingasoze age yakho, kumbe mhlawumbe ongayisikho ufuna ukuzikholisisa ngefoni kumbe ngamavidiyo la unkosikazi engekho, uzama ukuzifaka esigabeni esingekho kahle. So sokuphambanisile amasiko.
Siyakubona ye Moyo, kodwa ke sikuphatha sithini, kumbe ngithi esintwini kumele kuphathwe njani ukuze kulungiswe konke lokho, kumbe kuyalungiseka asazi khonapho?
Dube, indaba leyi ezayenza ukuthi ihluphe ukulungiseka ikakhulu ukuthi umuntu sokumele azikhuze, umuntu kumele aziphile. Ngoba sesilamalungelo amaningi eZimbabwe lapha. Umthethwandaba uthe kulicala ukuthi umfazi athathe ifoni yomkakhe ayivule acubungule imbiko ekhonapho, licala. Kuthiwa kukhona uyabungenela imfihlo zomkakho, umkakho lama-rights, lamalungelo. Xa sesisitsho njalo, ngizama ukuchasisa ukuthi into le kusokuzaba nzima ukuthi sithi siyibambe, ngoba umuntu uyazikhethela ayenze nguzo ezifihlile. Ngembangela yalokho engikhulume ngakho ngaphambilini ukuthi indaba ye-internet sigijime kakhulu, sesixotshana layo. Isintu sizama ukuxotshana lokudinga amabizo e-internet, ukuthi internet kuyini ngesiNdebele. Ukudinga ukuthi kanti abantu nxa belalana elingathi yi-pornography, singakudingela amabala yini, ngoba kwakungekho.
Hello ke ngumnumzana Nicholas Moyo, umsekeli ohlangothi lukahulumende olubona ngezamasiko obexoxa loGibbs Dube weStudio 7. Singakehlukani ngesikhangele inhloko zezinye zendaba ebesilazo ukuhlelo lwalamhlanje. Amabandla amahlanu aphikisayo weZimbabwe asebumbe umanyano. Silugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje olivalelisayo. Igama nguChris Gande, lithiya kuStudio 7 Live Talk.